A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." This first day of the week, Sunday, this first day in ordinary time, we are invited by Luke, John, and Jesus into a beginning, into a baptismal moment of realization, the chance to begin again. Jesus allows us into the pivotal realization of being found loved. "This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Found loved by love, one is never the same again. Led by John to Jesus, we end up standing in the waters. Jesus grasps us by the hand with spirit and fire. Spirit and fire ignite us again. Mercy, gentle, patient mercy, embodied, incarnate in Christ at our side, holds the grasp ever tighter, not to let go, coaxing us to go beyond ourselves. With our yes, our consent, spirit and fire form us into a covenant. They craft us into light and freedom. Still grasped by the hand of mercy, they create in us a capacity for forgiveness and justice and right relationship. As we move beyond ourselves, we are no longer too weary to care, too anxious to risk, or too greedy to share. A new capacity exists inside of our deepest self. The capacity to love as we are loved by love itself. It is this capacity, this possibility, opened again and again in our lives, which is so pleasing to God. Baptized once, each baptismal moment allows for a beginning again, with our capacity of love reopened. We are searching for opportunities to care, to share, to be grateful, to forgive. We move beyond ourselves. This pivotal moment is now. Today, our repeated yes to baptism by spirit and fire is to move beyond self into other, into the life and love of the author of all life, who calls us beloved and allows us to begin again and again. But only if we reach out and allow spirit and fire to grasp us by the hand as we stand in the waters, wherever we stand in the waters, ankle deep, knee deep, stuck in the mud, nearly drowning, just stretch out your hand beyond yourself. Be caught by spirit and fire, grasped into the heart of God, where we see revealed the truth of no partiality in love, where all find ourselves and all others found by love in the heart of God. Now we do begin again.